As of 3 days ago, Ethel Rose Baker's one and only book had 242 reviews on Goodreads. But 2 days ago, she got another. A review she would have read out loud to me at the bar. A review that makes me wish I could go back to Orlando and pull her out of the swamp. A review by you, Wonder Parish. You read her book, because I told you about it, and you gave Ethel 5 golden stars. You were kind, generous. I want to hug Ethel, right? I see a lot of you saying that she seems a little full of herself, as if she's the narrator. The narrator was unlikable because of how she poisoned Brian's wife. But you guys, the wife was terrible. She was lying to her husband about everything, and there are things worse than murder. When someone hurts someone you love, let's just say that my sister's estranged husband is not unlike Brian, and we say it to him a lot, how if he got run over by a bus, well, sometimes we all joke that we're going to become bus drivers. Reading is so personal. It's insane that we even try to be objective. See, this is again why I always give 5 stars. Let's get some nuance up in here, because no two people read the same book, because no two people are the same person. If you knew my brother-in-law, well, anyway, 5 stars. Yes, you're a Goodreads girl, and I put my phone away. It's day 3 of my author tour, and I love walking in your neighborhood. This is the world you know, the only world, the one that is always ready to fall on your little shoulders. Here is the playground where you learn to flirt, empty at this early hour, and here is the church where your niece, Caridad, was christened. And here is the bar where your best friend, Tara, slings Boilermakers. Goodreads is your world away from this one. You talk to strangers about books because you still live at home. In a 2-family house on Sesame Street, seriously, there are silver trash cans on the sidewalk, and you grew up here. You've outgrown it. Your sister's not a reader. Her Facebook is Vanderpump this and Below Deck that. And your dad's not a reader. He's a housebound widower, plagued with health issues, and you leave every morning at 5:30 a.m. to go to the corner store and buy him scratchers. He never hits 25K, and he blames you for picking losers, and you always promise to do better tomorrow. And don't you get it, Wonder? Harvard picked a winner. You. I pull the tarp. The house across the street is under renovation. And I sit on my crate,